The Czech Republic has so far escaped the worst of the global recession, but it is beginning to bite now, worrying news at a time when the country is suffering from political instability. Small manufacturing companies that depend heavily on exports are really feeling the pinch, especially those that make goods for a very specialised market. Rob Cameron recently paid a visit to the Petrov piano factory in Hradec Králové to see how they're coping with the crisis.
Luxury goods are the first to feel the effects of any recession, and what could be more luxurious than a grand piano? They've been making pianos here since 1864, when Antonín Petrov first set up his factory. This is his great-grandson, Jan Petrov, putting a baby grand through its paces in the Petrov showroom. Petrov is very much a family business. I collected three business cards bearing the Petrov name while I was there, including one belonging to Jan's daughter, Susanna Petrov, the company's president. Susanna took a little more persuading before she agreed to tinkle the ivories, but eventually she sat down at a concert grand, the most expensive piano in the showroom. Price tag, 1,900,000 Czech crowns. That's almost $100,000.
We are first on the line every time. If something happens with the economy in the world, then we are first on the line.
9 years ago, in the year 2000, Petrov made 15,000 luxury pianos, uprights and grands, for export to 70 countries around the globe. Last year, it made 1,500. Susanna Petrov says the last few months have been particularly hard.
Our customers lost a lot of money on the stock market, financial market, and they were not willing spend money for buying pianos to put on the stock and so on. So we had a big meeting with our management to discuss what we can do, and we decided, first of all, don't produce pianos for the stock and concentrate more for other business than piano only. You know, piano production is very hard business, and the process takes time. For example, you can imagine that a grand piano is takes 9 months minimum production time, and an upright 4 or 6 months. So you have a lot of money on the way in the production, and we have to survive.
So to deal with the crisis, you're not just making pianos, you're also making luxury furniture or high-class furniture. Mm-hmm. What sort of things?
You can see very nice bookcases, tables, kitchens, everything. We can do practically everything.
I suppose, though, the question automatically that comes to mind, if your customers, rich people, who can spend a lot of money on luxury pianos, if they no longer have money for pianos, why do they have money for kitchens or tables or chairs?
Because the kitchen and tables or chairs, this is the article for changing. So, for example, your wife would like to have not white kitchen like today, but red kitchen for tomorrow, because it's more efficient, and you also bought new chairs in the red color, something like that. So the people would like to have some changes in the flat. But piano is so expensive product and lifetime product that there is not such a possibility or necessity to change this.
Here on Petrov's factory floor, they're producing pianos strictly to order and not, as Susanna says, for stock. But the workmen around me weren't even producing pianos on the day I visited the factory. They were polishing wooden panels for fitted kitchen units. People might buy a piano once every 50 years, but there's always, it seems, a demand for new furniture. It's all part of Petrov's strategy to survive this crisis, as the company's head of production, Martin Jenček, explains.
z nějakých zhruba 400 zaměstnanců firmy Petrov.
Last year we had 400 employees. This year the number will gradually fall to around 200. Those who are remaining are being divided into two areas of production. Half of them are making pianos, half of them furniture. But of course that could change according to the market. It goes without saying that not all the piano makers are happy making furniture. They're proud of their craft after all. But most of them are glad of the chance to learn something new, and obviously all of them are happy to still have a job.
This is undoubtedly one of the most fascinating parts of the whole production process, the intonation room. Each piano key is being meticulously tested to make sure the hammer produces the right sound. The workman hits the hammer with a tiny metal stake, causing a small indentation in the head of each hammer until it produces just the required tone, not too sharp, not too soft. Master pianists pay a lot of money to have their instruments made precisely to order. Next up, the tuning room, where a full-time piano tuner adjusts each and every key. It's not, in fact, the first time Petrov has been forced to fine-tune its production. In the Great Depression, the firm produced railway sleepers and was even forced to make munitions boxes during the Second World War. In 1948, the company was confiscated by the communists and was only returned to the Petrov family in 1989. Susanna Petrov's mother, Dagmar, head of the company's domestic sales division, says Petrov is no stranger to adversity.
Petrov will survive this crisis, I'm sure of it. After all, you have to have music, don't you? There's an old saying in Czech, if someone's Czech, then they're a musician. We're optimists here at Petrov. If we weren't, we wouldn't be here. We've been through worse crises than this, and we're going to get through this one.
These are definitely hard times at the Petrov piano factory, there's no doubt about that. But there's also a note of optimism here, that when this crisis is finally over, Petrov will still be standing.